Texas Tech and Virginia. At first blush, how do you see this game playing out?
Low scoring. I think we're going to see two teams that are going to make every offensive possession extremely valuable, because I don't think you'll see a ton of offensive possessions for either of these two teams. Virginia is the lowest tempo team in college basketball. Texas Tech can get it going a little bit, but they're going to have a hard time doing that against Virginia's defense. And I think you're going to see kind of a slugfest. I mean, you can call it an ugly game. People who love defensive basketball will find this a very intriguing game. I think it'll be a close game. It may even have a dramatic finish to it, because I just don't see a lot of separation between these two teams. I think it'll be very competitive. I think it'll be a very difficult game to score. And you could be, I mean, look, the first team to 60 points has got a really good chance to win this game.
Kevin Kugler joining John and Hugh. Kevin, when we made our predictions on the Final Four, I was pretty close to being right. I said Virginia and Auburn would come down to the final shot, and that Michigan State, Texas Tech would be a 10-point game. Only problem was I had it the other way around on Michigan State and Texas Tech. So tell me what happened with that game. Was that Texas Tech's defense playing at such that level, or Michigan State just did not bring its A game, or both?
Well, I tend to look at Texas Tech and give them a little more credit than I do blame towards Michigan State, although I don't think Michigan State played its best game by any stretch of the imagination. I just look at what Texas Tech has been able to do throughout the course of this tournament. I mean, they shut Buffalo down 19 straight possessions. They didn't get a field goal. Michigan, who was right there with Michigan State, although lost three games to the Spartans this year, held them to 16 points in the first half. And then you look at what they did to Michigan State, and they hold them to their lowest output of the year. I just think it's a Texas Tech defense that gets more credit than blame towards Michigan State. I'm impressed with what I've seen from Texas Tech. They work extremely hard, I think sometimes to the detriment of their offense. I think they expend so much energy on the defensive end that sometimes on the offensive end, they're just trying to catch their breath for the next defensive possession. But I do think that this is an exceptionally strong defensive team, and I think it's going to be a real interesting thing tonight to see how Virginia tries to create offense, if they can, against this Texas Tech defense.
When you look at the two teams, and obviously coaching matters, so who do you give the coaching edge to in this matchup?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one, because I think both of these coaches are exceptional. Tony Bennett is somebody who's certainly been around longer from a head coaching standpoint, but I don't think that means anything as far as experience in this situation. Neither one of them have any experience coaching in a national championship game. The edge for coaching, gosh, it's very slim. I'll give it to Tony Bennett, but man, by just a hair, I don't think it's anything that you could notice on the sidelines and say, oh gosh, yes, that's why that guy has an edge. I think these two head coaches are very similar. I think they're very smart. I think they're very well-schooled on the defensive side of basketball. And I think now the real challenge is going to be who on their staff or themselves can generate that offense against this really good defense.